Tributes paid to exceptional and kind Aisha. Tributes have been paid to a young woman battling cancer who died before she was able to undergo pioneering treatment. Aisha Coggan, 25, from Tomerden, was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma in November 2015. After receiving the devastating news, Aisha was treated with multiple types of chemotherapy, but none were able to take her into remission. It was hoped that a new type of immunotherapy treatment, currently not funded by the NHS, could give Aisha a chance of a cure, and a fundraising campaign was set up to help raise the tens of thousands of pounds needed. An outpouring of support followed, but Aisha sadly died on February the 26th after contracting pneumonia and before she was able to try immunotherapy. Francis Power, Aisha's partner of 6.5 years, said, "I'd like to thank everyone in the Tomerden community for all the help and generosity they've shown us in these last few difficult months." Aisha didn't have a long life, but she had a happy one, and I could tell she was deeply touched to see how well-liked she was in the town she was born and raised. "I'm looking forward to donating the proceeds to causes that were close to her, and I'm hoping to continue doing good things in her name. She was a selfless, kind, beautiful and intelligent young woman with the rare ability to observe and foster similar goodness in other people, and I hope I can see her again one day. As a former pupil of Tomerden High School, they have also paid tribute to Aisha." Acting head teacher Jill Shirt said, "As a school, we are absolutely devastated by this sad news and will always remember her as an exceptional student and, more importantly, as a kind human being." She thanked all who had helped in the fundraising events held at the school to contribute to Aisha's fund. Ms. Shirt added, "Unfortunately, the £1,712 we raised as a school community will not benefit Aisha directly. Therefore, as requested by Aisha's partner and family, it will be used to create a lasting memorial for Aisha in our school, and we will hold a formal opening for this later in the year. An award will also be created in Aisha's name to be presented at the annual prize-giving ceremony."